You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together trek through the Word of God, specifically the New Testament. More specifically, the book of Romans. That's where we're at on this radio program, WGOD Radio, heard at 7 a.m. right here on 91.5, as well as 8:45 in the evening. I've been on for some 15 years now at that time, 8:45, 11:45 in the morning on our sister station, WWBC. Thank you for joining us here today. Here today on the radio, it is Tuesday, and we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday on spiritual gifts. A funny thing here, me hearing this play again, and it's funny hearing the testimony when I preach this of my wife having the spiritual gift of giving. Funny story hearing that playing from yesterday. That's what we're looking at here, spiritual gifts. That's the name of this sermon as well. Taken from Romans chapter 12. Now, today we're going to look at it, I believe, from Ephesians chapter 4. That's what we're doing. We're taking this time out, preaching on spiritual gifts here in these texts. So that's what we're going to look at here. And in the meantime, I invite you out to Island Community Church, maybe Wednesday night. We're in Luke chapter 14, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. I invite you to come out Wednesday. If you like what you hear on the radio here, I invite you to come out and worship with us. Sunday mornings, we'll be picking it up in chapter 14 this coming Sunday, the book of Romans, chapter 14. Now, when we're done with Romans here, I believe we're going to get into Bible prophecy. And who knows where we're going to end up, but that should be an exciting look. I love Bible prophecy, and I love to mix that into what we do there at the church and here on the radio. Okay, this is the next part of spiritual gifts.
A king leading men into battle is someone who stands before others, a leader. Also, it's in the New Testament, 1 Timothy 5:17. Let the elders, elder means pastor, let the elders who rule, well, rule, leader, prohistemi. Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Especially those who labor in word and doctrine. The rest of the verse said, of course, let him be good at it too, and let him lead with diligence. There's nothing worse than a lousy, wicked ruler. Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, people rejoice. When a wicked man rules, the people groan. Last spiritual gift, number 7, showing mercy. Showing mercy is a spiritual gift. Show some mercy just to show mercy is no great thing. It's great, but some possess the spiritual gift of showing mercy to others. This is best found in those that can show and sow mercy to someone when no one else can. Ever met a difficult person that it's hard sometimes to always show mercy to? Maybe someone's better than you at it. Maybe it's because they got the spiritual gift and you don't. It's a spiritual gift, showing mercy. You know, thinking of these spiritual gifts here found in Romans 12, have you noticed that there's no selfish spiritual gifts here? Have you noticed that? They're all for somebody else. Nothing is for yourself. No legitimate spiritual gift is for yourself. Show me one. I read this great quote from Warren Wiersbe the other day. It says, quote, spiritual gifts are tools to build with, not toys to play with or weapons to fight with. Right here and now, I doubt any so-called spiritual gift that's designed for your own selfish uses and selfish desires. All these are for the body of Christ. Looks like we're camping out here this morning in spiritual gifts. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Now, Wednesday night, I've scrapped my study in Luke. We're going to look at spiritual gifts again. We're going to have an exhaustive look at spiritual gifts. We'll go to 1 Corinthians 2 and Peter that talks about them. And then you can talk and ask questions about it. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, spiritual gifts. So if you're around, we'd love to see you Wednesday night. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Now he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastor teachers. Here's a list of five. Some people call it a fivefold ministry. Only problem is, only three of these are still in force today. So let's call it the threefold ministry, because that's more accurate. Apostles is number one. So we've gone through seven. Here's five more. Apostles speaks for itself. The Greek word is apostello. It means someone who was sent. Number two, prophets. That's what we started the sermon on this morning. What a prophet is. Remember the definition. A spiritual gift imparted to the primitive teachers in the church when there was no word of God. Number three in this list, evangelists. Greek word, evangelista. Those who have the gift of spreading good news, not necessarily in a local church house, but traveling from place to place like Billy Graham. Or who is the greatest evangelist ever in the Bible? He's got me there. I meant sinner. The Apostle Paul. But he's right. The greatest evangelist was Jesus. Other than the Son of God, the Apostle Paul is the greatest evangelist ever. You know, the difference between the evangelist and the pastor is the pastor is usually installed in a local church. He's a shepherd. An evangelist travels and went from town to town preaching the gospel. Number four, pastor teacher. This is what I am here. Shepherd, pastor, installed by God to watch out over you, to teach you, to correct you when you're wrong, and to break your leg when you won't heed my instruction. I'm serious. My job is to bust you up. Break your leg. Shepherds broke the legs of sheep that didn't listen. I will not allow you to go down a slippery slope straight to hell. I will break your leg. Figuratively speaking. For those examining every word I say on the radio. Matt Esposito threatening his congregation again. Verse 12 gives us the purpose of the spiritual gifts. Starts with the word for. Do you see that? For the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. There's another for. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Two things. Again, what's the purpose of spiritual gifts? Equipping the saints, that's you, for the work of the ministry. Not equipping the saints, comma, for the work of the ministry. It's equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. This is your job, not just mine. I can't do it all. You are being equipped for the work of the ministry. There's not a living soul in this church that on Saturday morning can't defend themselves against a Jehovah's Witness. Anyone that's been coming to this church, you know where to go. When someone says to you, or when the nice fellow there on TV says, well, Jesus never said he was God. You know, I think I'm going to buy everyone in here a gavel for Christmas. You want to have your own gavel. When someone says Jesus never said he was God, don't throw this at your TV. Just knock your cat over the head with it or something. Please. You know where to go to defend the truth. Before Abraham was, I am. I and the Father are one. You know where to go. Equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. And the second one, again, second reason, for the edifying or the building up. Building up the body of Christ. That's what we're doing here. You're being built up, strengthened up, ready to go out of these doors here at 11:45 and tackle the world. What did Mr. T say? I pity the fool who runs into you. Because you're loaded for bear and you're ready to go. We don't tickle anyone's toes around here. Do what we're supposed to do. Equip the saints for the work of the ministry and build up the body of Christ. I pity the Muslim fool that comes into your house too and busts down your door and says, are there any Christians? At least on Sunday, Monday, I can give everyone a Monday at least. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Only you can answer that. That was my sermon last week though, wasn't it? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's up to you every day to be able to go like that to the Muslim that busts your door down and says, are there any Christians? It's up to you. Remember, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. You've got everything that you need to be a spiritual giant. Right here in this book. Right here. You've got it all. Everything you need. Equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, verse 13 informs us how long the spiritual gifts will last. Starts with the word until. Until we all come to the unity of the faith. Not in this lifetime, friend. Ain't gonna see that happen. Unity of the faith? I don't know about you, but I haven't seen all that much unity out there. Until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. To a perfect man. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth. All the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.